The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today, we'll talk about how to pack for a Disney World trip. That's coming up on this episode 66 of WWE Prep to Go. Hello and welcome to WW Prep to Go, where we talk strategy and ideas for people planning their Disney World trips. I am your host, Shannon Albert from WWPrepSchool.com. Thank you for being here for episode 66. As I record this, I am in the last hours just before leaving for Disney World again. I feel like I've never fully unpacked from one trip before I leave for the next, but I realize that is a nice problem to have. And so I thought today I would talk about packing for a Disney World trip. I'm not going to go through item by item everything you should pack, but I do want to talk about a few things that might give you some ideas for your own trip. As usual, before we dive in, I want to remind you to follow on social media so that we can have connections and talk to each other outside of the podcast. And Facebook and Pinterest are two big ones that I often mention. But a new one that I want to mention is Instagram, because I've recently gotten kind of obsessed with it. I could never figure out how to integrate Instagram into what I'm doing because I'm not in the parks all the time. And I could never figure out what I wanted to post between trips. But I sort of got a handle on it, and I just make it a part of my everyday life and take pictures of things that I have at home that are Disney related and things that I've got going on at home. So anyway, follow at instagram.com/WWPrepSchool. I am getting ready to leave on a trip, and so I'll have lots of pictures from the parks posted to Instagram that won't necessarily be posted anywhere else. So I'd love to see you there. And if you have Instagram and you're posting pictures as you travel, please tag me in your photos, because I love to go over to your accounts and look at your photos as well. And so I'd love to see what you're doing. So follow me there, and I think that's it. Let's talk about packing for a Disney World trip. If you Google Disney World packing list, the very first result usually is my website, because I have a gigantic packing list. It's a packing list that I have used for 10 years, and I have modified it over time to incorporate new things. Like, this packing list used to have a video recorder and memory cards and all kinds of things on it. But of course, those things are not needed as much anymore. If you use your phone for things, and you know, modern technology changes the way that they work. And also, the list used to include a lot of different things that have now been replaced by magic bands. So I used to take a lanyard on the trip, but now I don't, because magic bands sort of cover a lot of things that the lanyard used to hold, like credit cards and park tickets. So the list is an evolving thing. I update it about once a year just to make sure it's current. Last year, I attempted to take walkie-talkies off the list, because when I was looking to modify it, I thought, who uses walkie-talkies? So I posted that on the Facebook page. I said, I don't know what ever possessed me to include walkie-talkies on this list, but I've removed it. And lots of people chimed in, and they said, international visitors love walkie-talkies because that way we don't have to use our phones to communicate. And so I added it back on the list. But as it's an evolving thing, and I'm constantly adding to it. And people are always suggesting things to me to add to it. So I'm happy to do that if it makes sense. So anyway, I'm not going to go through that list one by one, but I will include it in the show notes. And I use it for every single trip, not just Disney World trips, but every trip, because it helps jog my memory and helps me remember things I might otherwise have forgotten. But I do want to talk about a few things, a few ideas for packing that might be helpful as you plan your Disney World trip or a lot of family vacations. So first of all, I might suggest packing two outfits per day for your trip if it's going to be hot. And that's because you can get really, really hot and sweaty. And so if you're planning an afternoon break, which I do recommend, even without nappers or even without little kids, it's nice to get out of the heat and to stop walking and to get out of the peak crowds occasionally. And so you may want to go back to your room and cool off and feel refreshed, but keeping on your sweaty, dirty clothes might not be very appealing. So you might consider two outfits per day. What I personally do is in the first part of the day, I'll wear shorts or capri pants or something like that, then come back and sort of take a quick shower to get cleaned up and then put on a dress to go out in the evening, because I love wearing dresses, but they're just not practical when you're riding rides because it's a little awkward to get in and out of ride vehicles in a dress. But I love to go out to dinner wearing a dress and watching fireworks and things like that. So, you know, if you're going during warm weather, light dresses and shorts and things don't take up a lot of space. So having two outfits per day hopefully will not overwhelm your luggage. However, I don't personally have a lot of clothes. So two outfits per day on a long trip, I'm going to probably run out of clothes midway. And so on our break day, if we have one in the middle of like a 7 or 10 day trip, then I will just plan on doing laundry. And so the Disney resorts all have laundry rooms, and they're often located near the swimming pool. And so it's just kind of a way to spend a couple hours on a break day is getting all of your sweaty clothes clean so you can wear them again. So that's one of my first tips, is to pack two outfits per day. Another idea as you're packing for children is to, or maybe even for yourself, is to put their clothes in Ziploc bags. And there's a couple of reasons that this is nice. First of all, if their outfits are in Ziplocs, like one outfit per bag, then it's easy for them to grab a bag and get ready without having to figure out what matches and, you know, what looks good together. So if you plan that ahead of time and put a whole outfit in one bag, it's easier for them to grab that. It's also nice to save space, because when you put things in Ziplocs, you can often fit more things in your luggage. And it's also nice just to be able to count outfits if they're all grouped together like that. So you can say, okay, I've got 4 Ziplocs, so 4 outfits. And so it's easy to sort of keep track of what you still need to pack. My son is now 5'8". And making me the shortest member of our family of 4. And so I don't do this anymore, but we did until very recently pack everything in Ziplocs. He knows how to pick out his own clothes now. So this is not as big of an issue. If you want to increase the likelihood of clothes not being wrinkled, you could also roll the clothes up within the Ziploc. And this, the act of rolling it often will allow things to stay unwrinkly in the bags. But I love the Ziploc trick, and we used it for many, many years until we had kids that could do their own outfit assembling every day before heading to the parks. Another tip is, if you are headed to Disney World when it's warm weather in Disney World, which is most of the year, but it's not summertime or shorts weather where you are, you may have trouble finding clothes to wear at Disney World. So for instance, one time we went to Puerto Rico for Thanksgiving, and this was about 12 years ago. And I realized that we had a 1-year-old and an 8-year-old at the time, and we didn't have clothes that fit everybody still, because, you know, kids grow very quickly. So what fit in the summer didn't fit necessarily by November. And so I was sort of panicking, trying to figure out, what am I going to pack for the kids when, you know, Target doesn't have summer clothes in November. And so I have found that looking at places like TJ Maxx, they often have a small section of off-season clothes, but you can also look online on sites like eBay, because they will have clothes year-round that are, you know, for all different seasons. They're not like Target necessarily, and just have things for the current season. So you may run into that issue, and you also may run into issues finding other things that are for warm weather, like the Mister fans, you know, that spray water on you to keep you cool. If you want things like that for your trip, you also may have to go online, because the Walmarts and Targets have cleared out all that stuff, and they have holiday stuff in place or winter things in place, not spray misters to keep you cooled off. So I would just look online for things that are sort of off season in your location. Another idea is to make sure that you pack a light sweater, even if you're going when it's hot. So you may be mostly packing shorts and bathing suits and things like that, but indoor spaces can be so, so cold. So don't forget to pack a light sweater just in case. And like in my family of 4, I'm the only one that really needs this. Everybody else is pretty, like they're always hot and they love the cold, cold indoor spaces, but I shiver. And so, you know, you may not think to pack a light sweater if the forecast says 90 degrees, but to me, the hotter it is outside, the more likely it is to be freezing cold inside. So I would just consider packing a light sweater, especially if you're like me and you just find really cold air conditioner to be uncomfortable. Another idea is to include an over-the-door shoe organizer to keep your hotel room sort of organized. Now, I'm not an organization freak. My house is kind of a mess right now. But hotel rooms have, you know, it's just one big room for usually for your whole family to use. And to me, it can be a little overwhelming because you're not used to sharing one room for a whole week. And so having an over-the-door shoe organizer to keep everything in its place just sort of cuts down the stress a little bit, because then it's easier to find things and it doesn't feel so messy and like things are strewn all over the room. Now, Disney World Resort doors aren't necessarily standard depth. So the brackets that you would affix to the top of the door for the over-the-door shoe organizer aren't the same size. But we end up putting those over-the-door shoe organizers in the closet a lot of times or on the shower curtain. But however you do it, I recommend those organizers. They're really easy just to fold flat and put in your luggage. And we don't use them on most trips, but if our entire family of four is going and is, you know, for like a week or more, then I definitely throw one in our bag just to keep things kind of organized. Another idea is if you are checking bags for your trip, and you've got multiple people going, I suggest spreading things evenly throughout the bag. So instead of saying, okay, we've got four people, four checked bags, and each person has their own bag, I would spread things evenly throughout the bags in case a piece of luggage gets lost. That way one person isn't out of luck with all their belongings. And this is especially important if you have connecting flights, because that's when things can happen where bags don't make it on the plane. You know, if there's a delay, then your bags may miss it, even if you make the flight, etc. So I just recommend, you know, thinking about it in a different way and spreading things evenly. That way nobody's out of luck and everybody ends up with at least, you know, an outfit or two to wear and some basic toiletries. Instead of everybody having their own bag. This is another tip. Packing food is definitely possible, you know, in your checked bags or in carry-ons to some extent. This advice may not apply to people traveling from outside the United States or into the United States because there are different rules for that. But if you're traveling within the United States, you can pack produce, drinks, snacks, etc. in your checked bags. And this always cracks me up because my oldest child's almost 20 and I've been traveling with kids for about 18 years. And traveling with kids especially presents its own challenges because they have their own, you know, drinks and snacks and things that they want. And it's easier just to have them on hand instead of arriving at your destination and worrying about if you're going to be able to find them. So I always like to have a few things on hand, like grapes, some favorite drinks, granola bars, that kind of thing. But for some reason, people think it's really funny to travel with produce or drinks. And I understand the drinks because people think they're going to spill. I've never had one spill. I just double bag them and put them in their luggage. Never had a problem ever in 18 years. But produce is certainly an easy one. I often will just pack grapes or apples so that when we get there, we have them. And, you know, a lot of people that think this is weird, they say, well, why wouldn't you just stop at a grocery store? And we definitely do grocery store shopping on longer trips. But like, for instance, my son and I are getting ready to go for 4 nights and we are going to get on the airplane here in the Dallas area. And when we land, we're going to take the Magical Express bus to our hotel. And we're not going to stop at a grocery store. We're staying at the All-Star Music where the food court is closed. And so one of the things I did yesterday as I was preparing for this trip was just to pick up a couple of snack items that we could keep in our room. So, I mean, on some trips, it's just not practical to go to the grocery store. However, I do have a post on the site that has 8 different ways to get groceries for your trip. One of them is packing it in your luggage. And then there are 7 other choices that include things like going to the grocery store or having groceries delivered. So you might want to check out those for other ways. But for short trips, I just find it to be the most practical to throw some items, some basic items in luggage just for simplicity. I think when we are talking about luggage and packing, that it is sort of a related side topic to also talk about Magical Express, because they handle your bags and, you know, there are a lot of questions about how this works. So if you're taking Magical Express, which is the free bus that Disney provides between the airport and your resort, they will also handle your luggage for you if you would like. And they will mail you yellow luggage tags. And if you want them to get your luggage for you, you just put those yellow luggage tags on your bags and they will go to the baggage carousel and pick them up for you and transport them to your resort. We never do this. We always get our own bags, and that's because it can take up to 3 or 4 hours for the bags to appear. And I always want my bags before that. However, I don't have little kids anymore. And when they were little and we were pushing strollers and finding it logistically difficult to figure out, when my daughter was little, luggage didn't even have wheels on it. So it was really complicated to sort of figure out how to carry it. We would always rent one of those push carts at the airport just to manage it all. So I can see definitely why people with little kids, especially, or who don't want to carry their bags, would want the Magical Express luggage handlers to get your bags. But just know that you may not get it for 3 or 4 hours at your hotel. So make sure your carry-ons have all your basics that you need, especially if you have little ones and you want to have their snacks, diapers, food, like drinks. And if you want to go swimming at your hotel while you wait, then make sure you also pack your swimsuits. But you also can just get your own bags if you would like. So when we get off the airport in Orlando, we will go to our baggage carousel, get our bags, and then go to the Magical Express desk. Just as a side note, Orlando Airport is configured kind of funny, so I would just make sure you're familiar with that. I will link in the show notes to a whole big post I have about how Magical Express works, including a section on the layout of the airport and where the different gates are located and where the Magical Express desk is as well. Another related topic is packing travel bags for children. Now, I have always done this for my kids. I think that you have to be very, very proactive with children, especially, you know, little children, because you want to make sure that they are busy and not going to be irritated in the travel process as much as possible. I know my kids were fussy when they were little, so even the best efforts would sometimes not work. But make sure they have their favorite snacks, make sure they have something to do, and I would mix it up between electronic and non-electronic activities just to keep it interesting. Obviously, movies and things like that can keep them occupied if they really like movies. I have an entire post about vacation travel bag ideas by age, because little kids like different things, obviously, than bigger kids do. And we have just always done this. And even though I have big kids now who don't need my help being entertained, they just love the ritual of it. And they love getting a backpack full of interesting things to do on the trip. And so we continue it occasionally. I only do it on our big family trips, certainly not every trip, especially with one that's almost 20. It feels a little ridiculous at this point. But it's fun. Like for my big kids, I find TED Talks that I think they would find interesting, and I ordered them on DVD. And so on our long road trip to the Grand Canyon, they watched TED Talks on DVD and loved it. And, you know, I had to handpick the TED Talks for them. And so that was fun to do. So just things like that. So when they were little, it was things like pipe cleaners that they could play with on the trip. And it's evolved to TED Talks on DVD. But either way, it's something to keep them busy, something to make the trip, whether you're flying or driving, keep it from dragging on for too long so that you have more fun together. Another sort of related topic is that you need to think about your park touring bags ahead of time and your water park or swimming pool items as well. And I think when you're packing, you know, you're sort of thinking about, okay, what are we going to wear? We need our toothbrushes, this kind of stuff. But also think about what you're going to be doing during your trip. So if you plan to swim, make sure you pack a beach bag so you have something to carry your items in to your to the pool, to the water park, etc. You may want to bring your own towels. Although towels are provided, they are small. And so having your own towel might be more convenient because it'll cover more square inches of your body. And, you know, park touring. So think about, you know, autograph pins that you want in the parks with the characters and, you know, anything you might need. I have an entire post about park touring bags as well. The show notes for this podcast are going to be a lot of links because there are a lot of topics related to this that I want to make sure that you have the information on. And another side topic is getting your phone ready. So when you're packing your stuff in your bags, you also need to be looking at your gadgets because we are very gadget dependent. Not only do I personally love gadgets, but Disney has sort of set up their systems in a way that we have to be using our phones all the time to check our reservations and wait times and fast pass times and all that kind of stuff. But you need to make sure your phone is ready in terms of all the apps that you're going to need. Make sure you have space for all your pictures. Make sure you don't run out of battery, all this kind of stuff. So I have an entire podcast episode about getting your phone ready with lots of app recommendations and ideas for making sure that you don't run out of battery for your trip. So I'll just also link to that in the show notes, but there is sort of a digital to-do list that you kind of have to think about nowadays in addition to the normal packing that we're all used to. So I think that's going to wrap up my packing tips. I do have a quick tip of the day related to getting your phone ready for your trip. And my quick tip is to take screenshots of your My Disney Experience information because it often is easier to look at your camera roll. It's usually almost always easier to look at your camera roll instead of relying on the app to load up because a lot of times the app takes a long time to load or doesn't load at all, or it shows incorrect information for some reason. It'll just randomly show different times, different people, etc. So take screenshots of it so that you can easily get to your camera roll and reference it and not have to rely on the app so much. It's also nice for battery preservation purposes because anytime you have to open the app and it's trying to constantly connect to the internet, that's going to drain your battery. But just referencing the picture on your camera roll will be much easier and save you some battery life. In fact, that's what I'm going to do as soon as I finish recording this is take screenshots so I don't have to worry about the app so much while we're in the parks. I think that's going to wrap up this episode of WW Prep to Go. If you're an iTunes user, please take a moment to leave a rating or review. I haven't mentioned iTunes in a long time because it felt a little repetitive, but I wanted to bring it up here because iTunes ratings and reviews are so, so important when you are in a very busy niche like Disney World, because that's what makes it float to the top. And when new people are looking for travel information, it's nice to have this come up in their list of options for Disney World information. For more information on this episode, including all the links and show notes that I mentioned today, you can visit www.prepschool.com/episode66. That is the number 66. Until next time, I'll see you on the site.